to get along. There will be a lot of pressure to the extent that there are movements to ecumenical movements, movements to bring religions together. That ecumenical movements require to function a belief that there are multiple paths to salvation. You can't have an ecumenical movement if you believe that the other people in the room with you are going to hell. And so certainly to the extent that there are ecumenical movements in any culture, there's going to be a lot of pressure on groups to stop talking about God's judgment, to temper God's judgment, to decrease discussion of God's judgment.
Well, I want to thank you for the labors that you and your co-laborer Paul brought forth here through this book, America's Four Gods, what we say about God and what that says about us. The reality is, when we talk about worldview, what we really ought to be talking about is God view. And it seems to me that we've missed the point when we talk about worldview, that the real issue is God view. And that's determining our worldviews at every level, friends. Get a copy of the book. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And can I urge you to become a partner with us as day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Let's find out who God says He really is, and let's worship Him.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, who does support Radio Liberty. Hi, Melody, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan, I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, tell me what's new and exciting from your point of view.
Oh, well, I sell gold and silver, so it's been very exciting to see these higher prices, both in gold and silver. It's also exciting to see that when we have the little bit of pullbacks that we do have, that there's plenty of buyers in order to go in there and support a bottom. So, and it's interesting to see a lot of the mainstream programs, television programs, they'll still have their 50% of people who might say, you know, you don't want to get into gold. But those that are saying it are telling people to definitely buy, to get in there, buy, and buy strong, and to buy on all the dips. So it's good to see that they're finally getting on the bandwagon. And the thing of it is, they will. They will all come on the bandwagon because they do realize the importance of gold. And we have to remember, too, the prices of gold and silver are rising, but it's also showing that the dollar is falling.
Well, of course, the reason that people buy gold is because they're losing confidence in the fiat money system. And certainly Alan Greenspan had commented, you know, he said, I don't understand it, but it seems that whenever people begin to lose confidence in the monetary system, they buy gold. Well, Alan Greenspan understands what's going on very well. He's a brilliant individual. And one only has to go back and read the article that Alan Greenspan wrote in 1966. In 1966, he wrote an essay called Gold and Freedom. It's classic. It certainly is very true. You can actually go to my webpage. We've reproduced part of it, or just go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty, Alan Greenspan, Gold and Freedom, and you can read my interpretation of it. But just as easy to just write in Alan Greenspan, Gold and Freedom, 1966, and you pull it up, read it, and understand Alan Greenspan in 1966 knew why people bought gold. gold, and because he said it's the only way to protect your wealth. The people who control the welfare state, don't you want you to be able to protect your wealth? But, of course, down through the ages, gold has been the standard. So I guess he's forgotten what he wrote at that time. I don't think so at all. In fact, Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, tells the story a couple of years ago. After Alan Greenspan had testified before the Congressional Committee, Ron Paul went up to him and said, well, Mr. Chairman, I have a copy of the essay that you wrote back in 1966, on gold and freedom. Would you be willing to autograph that for me? And Alan smiled and said, certainly. And he started to sign the copy of the essay. And Ron Paul said, well, of course, I suppose you really want to repudiate that. Certainly everything you're doing today here as chairman of the Fed is in contrast to having a gold-backed currency. And Alan Greenspan looked at him and said, I have recently reread the article, and I wouldn't change a word of it. And I actually verified that story with it from John Paul's press secretary, who told me that, yes, that's exactly what had happened. Ron had told him right after the story, so Alan Greenspan understands what's going on. And I haven't decided whether he's the greatest villain or the greatest hero, whether he's intentionally brought down this whole system, because it's the only way we will ever regain our freedom. As long as these people are able to create paper money and buy the Congress and buy politicians and buy certainly the Attorney General so that they can't be tried for treason, why, of course, we will continue losing our freedom. It may very well be that the only way to save America will be to collapse the current monetary system. Did Alan Greenspan play a part in that intentionally or unintentionally? We may never know. All we do know is Alan Greenspan believes what he wrote in 1966, and so should you. Melody, do you know that that essay, 1966 essay?
Yes, he said it's also, I believe he went in to say that it is the greatest theft of the American people, inflation. And so they all know what it's about. They all know where this is headed, you know, and they just don't want anyone else to know, because then it exposes their dirty little secrets and it exposes exactly what they have done to this country. I mean, that's why you always see such manipulation on gold, because it is an indicator of exactly what they have done, of exactly the true state of this country. I mean, they often show the Dow, the reasons they promote the Dow and keep that, you know, the Dow markets up over 10,000, now maybe 11,000 is becoming their new number, is because it's a psychological number. It makes people feel good. We've talked about it many times. As long as people see that number up, they think that their investments are making money, and, you know, so they don't worry so much. They don't worry so much. They think they have a future. They think they have a retirement, and it is nothing, and is nothing of sorts. It's, they have absolutely nothing to look for. They will not allow people to walk away with their pension funds. They will not allow people to walk away with anything that they have made in the markets. We have seen it time and time again. They dangle the carrot, people follow, and when people get their money in and when people think that they're ahead of the game, they'll pull it, and they continue to strip the American people of every savings that they have ever worked for.
And I certainly think that's absolutely true. I think that people really need to understand that they're playing games with their mind. They manipulate the stock market through the working group on financial markets, but they manipulate the commodity market by the same techniques. They're manipulating the commodities. Now, they're all going up, but gold and silver are going up too, and I don't think they want them to go up, because they know very well when they start to go up, it is a signal that people are beginning to lose confidence in the fraudulent paper banking system that we have today. And it all ties together, the fraudulent money, the fraudulent banking system, a vehicle by which a small number of people can create money out of nothing and then use it to buy the politicians and buy the media and buy the corporations. And certainly, if you go back and you read the things that Thomas Jefferson wrote, you know, many years ago, he said, you know, if we ever allow the banks to simply create our money, why, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and the corporations, which will grow up around them, will, of course, one day control our nation, and your children will certainly be, penniless and homeless in the lands their fathers conquered. I don't know whether Thomas Jefferson said it, But what was said is absolutely true. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, people have to understand banks create inflation. Banks create deflation. The monetary system is controlled by the Federal Reserve System, and the Federal Reserve System is controlled by the banks. It was a privately owned central bank established by the banks to enrich the bankers and allow them to control the government. That's what certainly what Thomas Jefferson feared. That's exactly what Andrew Jackson feared. You read his farewell address in 1837, certainly Abraham Lincoln recognized that. Of course, they tried to kill Andrew Jackson, the assassin. Both pistols misfired. They did kill Abraham Lincoln. McKinley talked about it. They killed him. President Garfield talked about it. They killed him. President Kennedy talked about it. They killed him. These are not nice people at all. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on what's going on. But fascinating article today at Ambrose Evans Pritchard, certainly one of my favorite writers, talking about what's going on in Europe. How, of course, basically what's happened is the price of bonds is going up. Now, bonds are the means by which governments raise money. And ordinarily, you borrow money fairly cheaply because people can be sure they're going to get it back. And if you can create money out of nothing by a bank entry, and you can then get 3% on it, well, that's pretty good, 3% return on an indefinite amount of money that you can put out there. But basically what happens is what happens when people begin to lose confidence in the bonds and they begin to think, well, maybe the countries are going to default on their loans and we're going to have to get maybe 6 or 8 or 10% interest before we're not going to lend money where there's a good chance we won't get paid. And basically this is what you're beginning to see with Greek bonds and the other bonds over in Europe, is that basically the interest on the bonds is going up. With that, of course, the value of the bond goes down. And there's increased concern that people may begin to fear buying bonds. They're going to start dumping bonds. In fact, a lot of companies are, companies that deal in bonds are dumping them. They're afraid that they're going to default. And, of course, as Ambrose Evans Pritchard says, if this is really the case, then Armageddon may not be far away. I don't know if you saw that article, did you, Melody?
No, I haven't had a chance to read it today. And but we see the same thing here where we have the Treasury bonds yesterday dropped fairly big. You had the 10-year yield. It hit the highest level in many months. I believe it went to, I think it hit 3.3%. It settled down after that. I think today it was around 3.2. I'm not exactly sure on that number, but fairly close. So, I mean, you're going to be seeing that, and you also see the, you know, when we look to the various the bonds, the cities and the states. I mean, so many of the states and cities in this country, they're close to, you know, maybe they're technically bankrupt, or and we have many states that are, just as we've talked about this many times, you have Pennsylvania that's, you know, on the verge of bankruptcy. You know, they have till March. March is a major month for this state to see which way they will go. So, I mean, you see it not only over in Europe, but around the world. You see it right here in the States. And I do believe there was some fairly severe riots over in England that went on today, some fairly violent ones, I guess.
Well, they were not only violent ones. Apparently, they attacked a car where the Prince Charles was, and they just about demolished it. They threw all sorts of paint at it and broke the windows in it. The people over there in England are furious because the government is beginning to cut back on welfare. It's beginning to increase the price of college tuition. University tuition is going up dramatically. And, of course, this social contract that the people thought they had with government, government's beginning to go back on it. Well, of course, the truth of the matter is it was always a lie. There is no way that you can provide for everybody indefinitely. And, of course, you can do it, as we have here in the United States, do it by borrowing money. You simply don't tax the people for the wars we fight. We simply borrow money. We don't tax the people for the Social Security and Medicare benefits that we don't have. It's not enough coming in to cover what's being paid out. We just borrow the money to do it. And certainly we give large sums of money in foreign aid, and we don't have the money, so we simply borrow the money. We're borrowing about $5 billion a day, and that's what Mr. Bernanke says. He's going to buy up United States bonds so that certainly we can keep the interest rates low, and he can buy up those bonds and keep the interest rates low on the bonds. But what about the school bonds out there? What about the fire bonds, the library bonds, all of these bonds from all these municipalities and cities and counties and even states? They're all living on borrowed money. And what happens, of course, if they cannot borrow the money and they have to pay fabulous sums of interest just to borrow the money? In fact, what happens certainly when Mr. Bernanke runs out of his $600 billion and the price of borrowing for the federal government goes up from maybe 2 or 3% up to 6 or 8 or 10%? And the vast majority of the money that is taken in by the federal government has to go to pay interest on the federal debt. That is what nobody wants to talk about, except David Walker. And if you haven't been on your internet site and look up David Walker, and he will read what he's written about this. I mean, this is imminent. We're talking about perhaps 10 years or so before all the money that comes into the federal government will be going out to pay interest on the debt, and there's no money for the Army, there's no money for Social Security, there's no money for Medicare, there's no money for welfare, there's no money for salaries. Then what happens? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I'm suggesting that there's a doomsday time coming. But if you're reading what the people who are watching this say, who really understand, they will tell you what I'm telling you is right. And I suggest, if you want to verify what I'm saying, read what the people who really run America, not the elected politicians, they're simply front men. Read what Richard Haass said. Richard Haass, H-A-A-S, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, former member of the Trilateral Commission, but Mr. Mortimer Zuckerman, who is currently a member of the Trilateral Commission and member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the editor in chief of U.S. News and World Report, and they will tell you we're moving into a period of much lower living standards. We're moving into a period of austerity. And what he's talking about is the process we've been warning you about. They intend to lower the living standards of the American people. They tend to impoverish the American people, and they're just, they're letting the others on the inside know what's going to happen. This is all part of a long-range plan, but we can't let the American people know that we're intentionally transferring our wealth to other nations so that we can raise the living standards there, but it requires lowering the living standards here. Our telephone number is 1-800-1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on out there financially. Are you concerned about it? Do you think things are going to get better? Did you see Ben Bernanke on Sunday when he was on 60 Minutes? And basically, he said it's going to be at least another five years before, of course, the unemployment begins to improve. And I think he's being overly optimistic. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree, but I think it is amazing that he could have said the things that he did, and talking about that, quote unquote, he's not printing money. And you mentioned about, when we talked about the riots happening over in England because of the cuts that they're making, and yet here we don't see those cuts yet. We actually see everything being extended, and the reason we're seeing all those extensions, like the unemployment insurance and a lot of these other benefits, is to keep the people settled and happy so we don't have those problems. But those problems are coming because these programs will be cut. I saw a number today where almost 43 million people have collected food stamps last month, and that's up like 16% higher than the same time a year ago. I mean, that's an amazing number percentage. For a year, an increase, 16%. And so you see our benefits are increasing, but it's just to keep the people happy, just to keep them from being vocal like what we see in various parts of the world, particularly in Europe, where they are beginning to cut their programs and everything. So eventually, as you mentioned, they'll be cutting our programs too, and we'll have those same types of situations crop up here and around the country.
Well, I think it was very interesting that Barack Obama negotiated with the Republicans, and what came out of this? Well, basically, they agreed that they were going to increase spending, and cut taxes. How can you increase spending and cut taxes, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, if you were having real financial problems, would you try to get out of the problems you had by increasing spending and decreasing your income? Does that make any logical sense? And of course, they're going to preserve the tax cuts. I love tax cuts. Oh, but of course, the thing is that they're not going to decrease spending. They're actually going to decrease they're going to have preserve the tax cuts. They're going to give a cut to people who are paying Social Security tax, and I think they're going to pay about 2% less Social Security and 2% less Medicare, which would be 4 or 5% less that they'll be paying into the system. And then, of course, they're going to prolong the unemployment benefits for about $50 billion for a year. And it's all very nice, you know. Certainly, I think it's wonderful that the people are going to get the money. But where is the money coming from? I mean, the only thing we could do would be to basically cut spending. Are we going to pull our men home from Afghanistan and Iraq, which is what we should do? Why do we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do we have our troops stationed in Germany and Japan 65 years after World War II ended? Why do we have our troops stationed in South Korea 55 years after the world ended? Why do we have 724 military bases? And we're putting out over about $700 billion every year on the military. Who are we protecting ourselves against? Against the communists in China? We're doing everything we can to build them up. We're financing. Where do you think the money came from to build those cities and the factories and the nuclear power plants in China? It came from us. Are we worried about Russia? We've done everything. Who do you think put in their oil wells and their natural gas wells? We've done everything we could. So why do we have all this military equipment throughout the world? Who are we protecting ourselves against? Oh, it's Osama bin Laden. He's hiding in a cave. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go right ahead, Melody, and said to me, basically, how can you increase spending and then cut your income? That just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And it's when...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
$3,000 to set off that bomb in Portland. He thought it was a bomb. He was paid to do that. And a poor guy probably spent the rest of his life in prison. He probably deserves to be there, but they gave him $3,000 to explode the bomb. At least this is what I've been told. And then, of course, we're putting out another $40 billion a year.
I have tried to concentrate with my customers not to focus so much on the gains and to the prices of the products. I mean, it is all about buying gold and silver as the insurance policy, as the preservation and the ability to spend, and for the silver that you buy. Because when you really chase after one particular item, people sort of lose perspective on what they do and why you're buying them, and they begin to just chase the gains. And the gains are exciting. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. On the other hand, I realize what is truly understanding, or I truly understand what is happening with the high prices. As again, as we see the higher prices in gold and silver, we see more and more destruction of our financial system. And it's, for me, I would love to see gold and silver kind of just stay where it's at. At least it allows more people to get into the market to help preserve their financial programs, their financial venues. And so it's great to see it go up. But again, I love to see the pullbacks. It allows people to get in, and people really should take advantage of the prices. I think we could see all kinds of prices on both gold and silver. There's been so many predictions out there. And I have my levels where I like to see certain things, the prices get to certain levels. And then you kind of recap everything and see exactly where we're heading and what direction and so forth to make sure all the fundamentals are still intact. But as long as we have that fiat currency, as long as they're printing money in order to keep this system going and this economy going, you're going to see all kinds of prices for gold and silver.
Well, are you seeing more and more people? How would your sales this year stack up with last year, do you think? Is it more last year or more this year?
I think we're always busy. I think last year, was basically busier. I think because you had a lot more going on in the markets, you had a lot more fear in the markets. I mean, they say the two things that move markets is fear and greed. This year, with the silver prices rising and gold prices, that kind of changed. But last year there was certainly a lot more fear on what was happening. There was a lot of information of, bank closures and holidays and the devaluation, revaluation of the dollar last year. So it was a different concern last year. So a lot of people did move and go into safety last year for gold and silver, which was great because they got it at a lower price. This year was kind of a sluggish for the year. The beginning of the year, it kind of settled down. Last year, we came off some highs last year in December, and it didn't really start, prices really didn't start moving until Bernanke announced the second easing, and then we began to see the prices move up and to the levels that we are today. So if things keep going at this level, because I really only look at this year as beginning, like really September, when prices really started to turn around and move. So if it continues, it will be a very busy year.
Well, I think it's very interesting that Ben Bernanke said, no, I want people to know that, you know, we're going to put out this $600 billion, but we're not going to print any money. And that's true. They're not going to print the money. They're just going to create it out of nothing. Bank entries. It's wonderful when you are a bank. You can create money out of nothing. You just say, well, this is money, and it can be spent, and they'll transfer it to other banks, and that can be spent. But there's no money there at all. It's all make-believe. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we're simply talking about what's really going on financially here in America. And certainly, those of you who did not see Ben Bernanke's interview on 60 Minutes, it really, I think, should go to the CBS website and pull that down and read through what Mr. Bernanke said. And basically, he said it's going to be another 5 years before the unemployment gets better. And, of course, I think he's being overly optimistic. But then he went on to say that he had no idea. This whole crash in 2008, totally, he just never suspected it. But he knows what he's doing now, and that is the quantitative easing, the buying of $600 billion of our bonds. And the reason he's buying it, of course, is because nobody else wants to buy our bonds. And suddenly they've been actually sending money overseas in the past to other countries so that they could buy our bonds, because we have to raise over $5 billion a day, almost $100 billion a month, simply pay our bills. And anyway, of course, but he was asked by Scott Pelley, well, are you sure this is going to work? I mean, basically, aren't you going to create inflation? Oh, he said, you know, we can avoid inflation, and we can just do this. There's nothing to worry about. And Scott Pelley, I said, are you sure it's going to work? He said, I'm 100% sure. Not 99% sure, but 100% sure. Here's the man who completely missed the collapse in the year 2008, and he wants to make sure to believe that he's 100% sure, and we have nothing to worry about. Do you have anything to worry about, Melody?
I worry about it more now after he said that, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, and yeah, he's probably trying to do a little bit of a Greenspan. I mean, you know.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have any question or comment about what's going on as far as the economy is concerned, or where America is headed at the present time, or where Europe is headed, where the world is headed, give us a call. Maybe you have some thoughts on your own. We'd love to hear them. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Melody, would you like to tell people how they could get in touch with Discount Gold and Silver, and what will happen if they do?
Well, if they'd like to give us a call on 800-375-4188, toll free, 1-800-375-4188 is our telephone number. And until the end of the year, I'll be giving out both websites. DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net is the original website. We have radio programs that are archived there, and we also have lots of reading material. And if you're a beginner to gold and silver, there's information on how to get started, and we always encourage you to call. The new website, DGS Coins, Discount Gold Silver Coins, DGScoins.com. It's just an easier domain name for you. Right now, we basically just have the radio programs archived there on a daily basis as we continue to dress it out. It takes a little bit of time for us to do so as we include that with everything else that we do. So I encourage you to go to both websites and call us at 800-375-4188, and we'll help you put together a program for your gold and silver purchasing. If you've already purchased gold and silver, you have some, we'll recommend what you could add to your portfolio, something to enhance your portfolio, because I really do believe it makes a difference of what you have in your portfolio.
Well, I think that sounds like something everybody really needs to do. But right now, of course, people must understand that you're seeing the collapse of our financial system. It's mainly because we've got a fiat money system. We create money out of nothing. Banks create money out of nothing. Government creates money out of nothing. Federal Reserve creates money out of nothing. As long as you do this and you don't create too much money and you don't inflate the money supply, it works pretty well, and you can create a prosperous society. And now it's not real prosperity, because real prosperity is based upon a monetary system based upon something of value, not simply trust. But our whole system is based upon trust. You can trust the banks, you can trust the government, you can trust the Treasury, and they would never let you down. And you buy a bond, and you can be sure that you'll get paid your money back, and you get paid the interest. But what happens if they stop paying the interest? What happens when communities and corporations redeem the value of the bond? And that's really happened when General Motors was allowed to collapse, and the stockholders and the bondholders got little or nothing. And now, of course, they've asked people to buy the General Motors stock again. A lot of suckers did, but I'll tell you what, fool me once, shame on you, but fool me twice, shame on me. And I think that the people buying General Motors stock today are going to be in for a big surprise down the line. But maybe they just don't understand how the system really works, because you never give a sucker an even chance. Be that as it may, basically, when bonds begin to default, when people begin to lose confidence in bonds, it's all built upon trust. And when people begin to lose trust, then the whole system begins to collapse. And we've already seen this happen certainly in Argentina about 5 years ago, when they simply renounced their bonds. They said, we're not going to pay them. We'll give you 30 cents on the dollar. Take it or leave it. And a lot of the people over there in Italy had bought them, retired people. I mean, this was a retirement savings. They had been told by their bank that it was just nothing to worry about. It was just as solid as it could be. Well, it was about as solid as the Titanic after it hit the iceberg. And those retirees in Italy and in France who bought the bonds in Argentina lost them. Americans have not lost money in bonds for many years, but I believe the time is coming as we see communities all across America overburdened with debt and no possible way to get money, because they can't increase the taxes. Certainly the people will not go along with increasing taxes. They have tremendous bonded indebtedness. Many of them have pension indebtedness that they can't pay. And the only thing they're going to be able to do is simply to go bankrupt. And I think that this is coming. When, I don't know, but this is certainly the thing that I think everybody is fearful about. And basically, what the one word they don't want to hear is the word default. What will happen when communities, when states, even when nations default? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, we've got Harold calling in from Flint, Michigan. Oh, what part of Michigan are you calling from, Harold?
Lapeer.
What city?
Lapeer.
Okay, where is Lapeer? What's its relationship to Flint?
It's a little West of Flint. I'd say about 15 minutes west of Flint.
Okay, are you listening to us on the Flint station?
I believe so, yeah, Radio Liberty AM.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I've been listening, and, you know, nobody's been calling in or nothing, but I've been reading Bernanke's book from 1997.
Right.
And he was talking about, you know, the pivot points and the whole Eurasia continent, how they're just going to go over there and tear it up, and how they need, you know, a Pearl Harbor attack to get us over there.
Talking about Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yep.
Now, are you talking about his book on the grand chessboard, or which one?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. You go right ahead then.
Well, I was just interested because he's talking about the Eurasian area over there, all the way from Europe over to the tip of China, Xinjiang or whatever it's called. And he said in that area over there, there's like 400 million people that live there, and they're all diverse, and there's all different kind of religions. And he was basically saying it's a real good area to go over there and start tearing up, I guess.
Well, basically he's saying that this is the center of the world. And
it's a pivot point, yeah.
Right, this is the center. He's talking about certainly the Middle East there. And that basically, of course, there's tremendous amounts of gold. We need to control this. But then he goes on to say that, you know, you're certainly not going to be able to get the American people to go along with this. There's going to have to be a feigned or an assumed to be an incident like a Pearl Harbor, a major incident. It's very obvious he's talking about they're going to create an incident. Now he's writing the book in 1977. And, of course, what he's doing, he's prophesying that there's going to be an incident that's going to rally the people behind the government, a perceived, not a real one, but a perceived incident, and then
right.
The American people will back the government as we move in to take over control of that region of the world. Because, as he points out, whoever controls that center of the world suddenly controls the world because of the natural resources there, and this is the center of the world. The book, The Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the major architects of what goes on in the world today. He certainly was the foreign policy advisor, chairman of the National Security Council under Jimmy Carter. He was the one who brought Saddam Hussein to power, who replaced the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollahs to power. In fact, they installed them knowing full well that they were creating one of the finest enemies money could buy. He was the one who instigated the war with Afghanistan, and he knew exactly what he's doing. He even bragged about it 10 years later after initially lying to everybody. And then 10 years later, he bragged about how he instigated the Afghan war, drew Russia into Afghanistan, and simply did to them what they had done to us in Vietnam. So,
and he also had a comment about Pol Pot, how we couldn't support him, but China could support Pol Pot.
Right.
And actually, I work with two Cambodians, so that's a touchy subject in itself, you know. So,
all right. Melody, do you have any thoughts at all about what Harold is saying?
No, I mean, I haven't had a chance to read the book, but you know what? All these books that have been written so long ago, it was pretty much the architecture, the blueprint of all things to come. And it's interesting that it was all there for all to read and know if one cared to find out about it.
In fact, anybody who would like to can go up on the search engine and type in Radio Liberty and Zbigniew Brzezinski, and you'll see my reference to his quotation, the one Harold's so concerned about, and rightfully so. The whole war on terrorism was planned long ahead of time. We financed this whole Islamic radical movement. We carry a book called The Devil's Game. And of course, the new book we're just carrying now, John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, goes into the fact that these Islamic radicals were really Nazis. They were Nazi sympathizers. And of course, who financed them? Why, good old Uncle Sam. We had to have an enemy, and we created one. Anything else you wanted to say, Harold?
Could I say one more thing?
Go right ahead.
I also was reading a book that the chessboard book came out in 97, and I was also reading a book about ecoscience and population reduction that came out in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how they were going to use America as basically a guinea pig nation to test out the pesticides and all these other things, you know, to see the bad side effects from the pesticides and all the pharmaceuticals and everything else. And it also went into saying that they were going to try to give unstable governments and populations nuclear reactors. One, you can make energy, or you can make a nuclear bomb for it, to ensure that there's more of a chance that a nuclear weapon would be used whenever they wanted it to be.
Well, what's the title of the book?
I'm not at home right now. I'm at work. It's Population, Eco-Science, Population, and Resources from 1977.
Is it Eco-Science and Population or Population and Eco-Science?
I'm not at home right now. I actually just have the PDF format of it.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you, when you have it, you give us a call. We'd love to get it. Anything
right.
else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Nope, just a first-time caller. It's good to call in, Stan. Keep up the good work.
God bless. Okay, right. That was Harold calling from Weld back there in Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Harold is absolutely right. This whole Islamic terrorist movement was planned and financed with American tax dollars. Why? Because we needed an enemy. Why do you want an enemy? So you can rally the people behind the government. Go back and read The Prince by Machiavelli. It was written, in the 15 and 1600s. And certainly Machiavelli pointed out that if you want to have an effective society, you have to have an enemy so the people will support the government, no matter how tyrannical it is, because, of course, they're going to protect us from the enemy out there. And so that's why you create enemies. And let's say you read 1984, George Orwell's, or Eric Blair's book, 1984. That was his real name, was George Orwell. But basically, of course, I think it was Goldstein. He was the enemy of Big Brother. And people would sit there and they would tremble. They would put his picture up on the video screen and everybody would boo, because that was the enemy of Big Brother. And that's the same thing about Osama bin Laden. He's been dead for many years, but certainly Mrs. Bhutto, if you can find this on the internet, Mrs. Bhutto told Gordon Frost that Osama bin Laden was dead. He'd been dead for some time, and about 3 weeks later, she was assassinated over there in Pakistan, Mrs. Bhutto. And you can find that interview on my website under videos on the web. But because you're not supposed to let the American people know that Osama bin Laden is dead, because, of course, where are we going to get another villain? That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And it's like Machiavelli said, like George Orwell said, like George Bush said, we're going to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive, and we know we can trust George Bush. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, certainly we get a little off the track here, but of course this is all part and parcel of what this is all about, because they've created a phony war on terrorism. They've sent our boys overseas, and we waste $150 million a year there. We spend $700 billion a year on our military and our adventures over there in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they accomplish absolutely nothing. Our boys are brave. They fight. They believe they're fighting for America, and they're being sent there to be slaughtered. And it's a great diversion. But if you want to bankrupt America, what you want to do is destroy its citizens. What you want to do, certainly, is build up massive debts, like for the Veterans Administration. It's estimated that this war, Joseph Stiglitz says this war is going to cost us about $3 trillion by the time we take care of all the cripples and men whose lives have been shattered by this totally unnecessary war. $3 trillion. And if you want to destroy a nation, you destroy its financial structure. And that's exactly what they are intentionally doing. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, of course, they are intentionally doing it. And you're right. They have to have this common enemy. They need to rally the people. But there's always been smaller situations, too, that you can go back and see situations in which you could rally the people of this country and so forth. We saw it in the 90s. I mean, it was even Clinton. Clinton had a really bad record until after Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden his whole program changed, his whole presidency changed. And you can go back and you can see all kinds of situations that were created here and there in order to get the people behind and your right to promote. And all it is to find that common enemy and then to destroy everything that we've had. And it all does come down to the financial system, and it all comes down to the gold-backed currency, and it is all works together. And I truly do believe the only way people can really protect themselves, of course we often talk about gold and silver, but you do need to get your food. There's certain things you need to store up and prepare and to keep. And but for finances, you really do need to have gold and silver in your portfolio. It is very important. I really don't believe there's anything else. And, you know, we talked about gold and silver, how business was in the past 2 years. I'll tell you what, silver, I don't think I've ever sold as much silver as I've had in the past 3 months in the 16 years that I've been in business in such a short period of time. So certainly silver with the price increasing has certainly opened the interest of a lot of people, and that's good. The interesting thing about this thing with silver prices and the amount that has been sold, product is flowing. There hasn't been any problems with inventory. The only inventory problem we had was with silver rounds, and that was basically because the demand was so strong. We only order rounds as we need them, and of course, with the big demand, it put a couple of week delay on the rounds. But pretty much everything else is flowing, and which is interesting because of the big demand. It just doesn't kind of make sense, but on the other hand, it's a good thing.
Well, what I want to know is how, you know, the silver bags, you would think you would have run out of silver bags. Are people turning them back in?
I would think so. I mean, that's why, I mean, there's no problem in getting bags, and sold lots of 90% silver.
Right here at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
We try to bring these things out so you will understand what's really going on. There is an organized effort to lower the living standards here in America, to transfer our wealth to other countries. It's laid out in the Earth Charter, And if you haven't read the Earth Charter, it's available on the Internet. If you can't get it from there, get anything from us. We'll be glad to send you a copy. How does this whole thing work? Well, there's a little pamphlet that's put out by the Lucius Trust. They circulate this. It's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. Who are the spiritual hierarchy? They're the people who run the world, who tie into the world, occult movement. Basically, if you get anything from us and you can want a copy of it, we'll send you, without charge, The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. A very important work. It will give you an idea how this works together. And they tell you that some of the people, they really don't even know that they're being used, but they have their people planted in governments, in finance, they have them planted in education, in religion, they have them planted everywhere. They know exactly what they're doing. So we actually found that we have copies, new copies, of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I didn't know we still had them, but we have them. If you have never read the book, it was written in 1980 by our good friend Constance Cumby, and it is more applicable today than ever before. So we've got 7 new copies. We've got used copies. But if you're one of the first 7 people who order, you'll get a new copy. Otherwise, you'll get a secondhand copy. But The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow is seminal, vitally important if you want to understand what's going on. Yes, certainly we can teach you all about economics. I can tell you certainly about the wars, about the Islamic terrorist movement, and how it was financed by the Central Intelligence Agency. Incidentally, that book is the Devil's Game. That's the Devil's Game. We have that in stock. But certainly, if you want to understand what's behind that, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, the 4-tape set or 4-CD set, the Aquarian Conspiracy, my interviews with Constance Cumby, and then lastly, the DVD, The Emergence, Constance telling you what she learned, which she, of course, worked very closely with this worldwide occult movement. Constance is one of the most unusual people I know, and certainly I'm very, very pleased to have had the opportunity to be close to her and work with her closely. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To put things into perspective, of course, you really need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it'll take you into the background of the spiritual battle. And, of course, this is covered in the pamphlet put out by the Lucius Trust, The Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy. I might mention that one of their front organizations is something known as the New Group of World Service, and one of the major financiers is that foundation called them Melinda and Bill Gates Foundation. Now, why they're funding them, I have no idea. But, of course, we went to their website, and they're listed there as among the major funders of the new group of World Service, which is a front for the Lucius Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. It's just a matter of interest. But then, of course, as you get into the background of what's going on, you read my newsletters, you'll find out so many of the key people, J.P. Morgan, certainly Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, they were all tied into the occult. That certainly was the origins of the people who created the Council on Foreign Relations. And they, of course, were a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. And Cecil Rhodes was a disciple of John Ruskin, who was deeply involved in the occult and theosophy back in 1871, when Cecil Rhodes was inspired to create a one world, an organization to bring about a world government. All of this is covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope many of you, of course, will get our information and help us to get it out across America. And then, of course, our website, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Grateful for a land so fair as we raise. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Terry Cook. And I've known Terry for a long time. He's a retired police officer who did some of the seminal work initially on the RFID tagging and certainly on the NSA. He wrote a wonderful book that was called NSA, Big Brother is Watching You, and we've carried that book for many years, going into the background of the most secret of all the secret organizations in America. Everybody's heard about the CIA. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are pikers. They're pikers compared with the NSA. In fact, the slogan for NSA means no such agency. It's got more money than the CIA. It's got more employees than the CIA. And it's far more secret than the CIA. And, of course, basically they're the ones behind Project Echelon and so many of the things that go on today, the spying on the American people, an organized program of collecting dossiers on every American. No such agency, the NSA, the book Big Brother is Watching You. Hi, Terry, how are you doing?
Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on the program tonight. Boy, do we have a powerful, powerful program tonight. Everybody get your pens and paper handy, because we're going to share some information probably not heard before.
All right, fine. You go ahead, and we'll try to keep up with you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you for the introduction. Well, Stan, again, for those who haven't heard about me or of me before, you and I have been doing radio shows off and on since you started about 1993 on the air. And, boy, are you doing a great job. You know, I had to retire for a while and quit, and you just kept on going, and you're doing what, 4 to 5, 6 hours a day of radio programs?
Well, we do 5 hours a day, then we do a weekend program, but then sometimes we do other people's programs. We do 6 or 7 hours a day. But, you know, Terry, it's really a privilege, you know, to have a voice in a time like this, and certainly this is one reason I want to have you, because you have so much great information, and we missed being with you for so many years. Glad you're back with us now. And so what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, with your permission, Stan, you and I talked about giving people a comprehensive idea of what's happening economically, internationally. And I would like to do that, because what's happening right now is a prelude to the mark of the beast. And, you know, I often hear, and you've heard over and over again, and ladies and gentlemen, every one of you have heard out there, listen, I don't want to mix politics and religion. I mean, how many times have you heard that throughout your life? Every week, maybe, or every day. But it all connects. Politics and religion connect. And Satan's people are creating a new international political system. It's called the New World Order. Intertwined in that, Satan's people. And we're going to get specific about who Satan's people are. So, you folks, you know, get your paper and your pens handy. It's going to be some mind-boggling information we're going to share tonight that's based on 20 years of my research, and I have about 20 books on the Internet. And by the way, if you'd like to see those, ladies and gentlemen, you just put in Terry L. Cook's books. Easy to remember, just Cook's books. Cookbooks. But Terry L. Cook's books on any browser. Or you can just go to Amazon.com and click on the book section and put in the search box Terry L. Cook, and my books will come up. You can scroll through about 2 pages of books. And I hear the music, Stan. Are we taking a break, or do I have another minute or two?
No, I'm afraid you just only have a few seconds here. But what did you want to talk about? Did you want to talk about the economy? What, did you have another specific subject?
Well, yeah, what I'd like to do is just read a little bit from my first book, The Mark of the New World Order, which I published in 1994. And that'll set the stage for all the economic information we're going to share with your fine Christian audience tonight.
All right, fine. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry L. Cook. Go right ahead.
We're back on the air.
We are back on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read to you, just to show you that we've done our homework. Dr. Stan has certainly done his homework. I was telling my wife tonight on the way home, we live in Spokane, Washington area, and I was telling her, I said, I just can't imagine how Stan reads, comprehends, assimilates, and shares the degree, the amount of information that you do daily. I listened to your program tonight in Spokane, Stan, loud and clear. You had another great guest on, and it's just mind-boggling how you keep up with the pace of what you're doing, sir, and I just want to congratulate you. I couldn't do it. I'm 63, and I couldn't do it, Stan. But anyway, God bless you, and thanks for having me on. Now, with your permission, Stan, I'd like to read so that our listening audience will hopefully give me some credibility for having done research for about 20 years, and, you know, not as much as you, Stan, but in concentrated certain areas, I'm somewhat of an expert. So what I'd like to do is just read a couple of pages from my book, and that'll set the stage for the mind-boggling information we have on the economy, because I hear so many experts, really good quality people on the air, and they never really get to the top. They discuss medium ranges of things, and, you know, the old axiom is, let's follow the money. Isn't that true? Everybody says, follow the money, follow the money. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to follow the money right to the very top of the Luciferian connection, the people who are really, really running the world, and we're going to get kind of specific. So first, I'd like to set the stage with this information, and this is on page 260 of my third edition of Mark of the New World, Mark of the New World Order, wherein in 1994 the Lord called me to investigate identification technology and what might lead to the mark of the beast and the right-hander forehead, according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And at that time, a new technology was emerging in the early 90s when I first met you, Stan, and that was RFID microchip technology. And I kind of started this ministry along with Peter Lalonde, and Peter Lalonde and I did subsequent programming together. But now many fine people have taken off with it, and they're doing an excellent job. But anyway, on the third edition of my book published by Southwest Radio Ministries in Oklahoma City, on page 260, I said...
Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be right back here.
All right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Terry had actually written a book back about 1994 on the New World Order, and he's just going to tell us what he was saying back in 1994. But go right ahead, Terry.
Okay, I concluded my book in the final chapter, A New World Disorder, because the New World Order is a New World Disorder, Ordo Ab Chao, whereby the entire world, as you well know, Stan, needs to be thrown into chaos in order to make the Antichrist needed as the Prince of Peace. So that's where all this is going, ladies and gentlemen. It's not purely economic, although the economic collapse that's happening now is engineered and has been engineered for the past few decades. But now we're about ready to get into it in its vital form. We're about ready to move into the new world political order, which is global communism or totalitarianism. And then the financial aspect of this world government is an entirely new economic system based on advanced technologies, and they're calling that the New World Economic Order. And, of course, the third leg of this stool is the new religious order without Christ that will program people to disbelieve in the real Christ and have them set up to believe the false Christ, the Antichrist, the son of Satan, which is a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. And so that's what's about to happen, ladies and gentlemen. That is on the edge of the abyss that is about to happen. And that's why you're seeing all these things come at us so rapidly. The Lord said the end shall come like a flood, essentially overwhelming people. And that's what's happening. Things are rapidly increasing so exponentially quickly I can hardly, myself, I can hardly read the headlines anymore on things because they're happening so quickly. But now let's get back to what I wrote in 1994, and this maybe will lend some credibility to my research and what I said would happen in 1994. And, of course, back when I wrote this, Stan, many people, including many pastors and Christians, said I was crazy. I'm nuts. And so generally I think men with vision, God's people with vision throughout generations, throughout thousands of years, have probably been called nuts. Now, I'm sure Noah was probably tagged when he was building the ark out in the middle land which had never seen water. I'm sure he was called a right-wing extremist enemy combatant back then. Don't you think so, Stan?
Probably was. I'm sure that it was rather ridiculous for people to actually see this man building an ark right out in the middle of the fields, you know, and certainly he said a great rainstorm was going to come. Ladies and gentlemen, they'd never seen rain. There'd never been rain before that time. There was a constant, certainly clouded skies, but there'd never been rain. And certainly, Noah kept pleading with people to certainly change their ways and to look, come to God, and they laughed at him, but they didn't laugh when the rain started. Go right ahead, Terry.
Okay. So God's men and women throughout generations and millennia have probably been ridiculed and mocked and labeled, by Satan's people as nuts, generally speaking. So anyway, you can call me what you like, but God has given us this duty, and that's to share this information with you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am not in this for profit. I'm not a prophet, nor have I profited much from this. In fact, Dr. Stan, you're probably kind of a break-even organization as well, and most real, true men and women of God are just basically kind of breaking even. And that's what I've done for the last 20 years. And my message is to get this out to help you. And that's tonight I want to make sure we close, Stan, with just a couple of minutes telling people to store food as rapidly as possible for the huge economic crash that's about to happen. Now, some would disagree.
But now let's get into what the problem is. You're going to talk basically about this move towards the New World Order and the coming chaos. So let's get into that, and then we can talk about what can be done at the end.
Okay, you got it. So back then on page 260, I said this. I'm laying down the foundation for what's coming hereafter. So I'm saying the possible scenario to usher in the New World Order. Now, folks, remember, I wrote this in 1994. Said, based on several years of research and having read hundreds of publications and periodicals, technical product brochures, occult newsletters, New Age publications, Masonic publications, I feel I've gained an incredibly good understanding into the mindset of Satan's people who wish to bring about the New World Order. I will attempt to convey to you with the following information a possible scenario that could occur in the next few years. Now remember, this was 1994. It's been more than a few years, and it's happening now. So it's in the next few years to bring about world government under the Antichrist. I want to make it absolutely clear that I am not prophesying, for I do not consider myself to be a prophet in the biblical sense. However, the knowledge that I've accrued during these several years gives considerable credibility to my conjectures concerning these events. Here are my conjectures. The Luciferians, who desire a new world order under Satan's son, the Antichrist, often use a little-known phrase that describes how they intend to bring it all about. That Latin phrase is ordo ab chao. Ordo ab chao means order from chaos. In other words, Satan's people purposely plan to create more than enough chaos in all areas of the world to convince us that we need a new world order under a false peacemaking Messiah to fix it, the Antichrist. The book of Daniel says, in fact, that the Antichrist will come as a peacemaker, and by peace he shall destroy many. So even though many wars and rumors of wars are occurring around the world presently, now remember I wrote this in 1994, so there were wars and rumors of wars then, but now it's gone exponential, and it's hard to even keep up with all the wars we have going and are about to create. So I continue here. It says, it's going to get worse because the devil has to terrify the world into needing a worldwide peacemaker, the Antichrist, to bring order out of the chaos he first creates. Frankly, I believe that in the not-too-distant future, Korea will present just such a war-type cataclysm that will help bring the Antichrist to power with the chaos he needs to fulfill this this whole plan, Ordo Ab Chao. Korea will probably explode into a horrifying quagmire that will call for a complete mobilization of U.S. armed forces to help quell the planned disorder, under the command, of course, of the United Nations. There could even be a limited nuclear war there or elsewhere, utilizing small atomic bombs. Such nuclear conflagration, unheard of since World War II, would terrify the world into thinking that it was on the very precipice of Armageddon, even though actual Armageddon would be several years later after the Antichrist comes to power. The world then would need a world government under a very charismatic global leader, the Antichrist, to restore order and create false peace from the chaos the devil's people created in the first place. So in addition to the war chaos scenario I presented above, Satan's people will also create an international financial disaster, an economic cataclysm the likes of which the world has never experienced, creating havoc around the globe that is unparalleled in world history. Among other possibilities and additional chaos that could be created by Satan's people are an information computerized meltdown created by terrorists, others, or hackers. Informational Chernobyl, as it were. As a result, virtually everyone's wealth will be wiped out overnight, not difficult in a cashless society in a computerized international world. Banks will close and circumstances will become desperate, even worse than the Great Depression of the 1930s. People will be reduced to poverty and will be totally dependent upon Satan's government for sustenance. Food, money, medical assistance, and other benefits will be used to make people gratefully submit to the world government's plan to resolve this and other global crises it has created. In fact, Dr. Henry Kissinger, a World Order lieutenant, was recently quoted as having said that the world really needs, what the world really needs is to realize that world government was necessary and we needed to pose a threat of some kind and to make people realize a world government's necessary. So Henry Kissinger, back in the 70s, postulated that a UFO invasion of some kind might be just such a world unifying threat. He further stated that when confronted by this UFO threat, the people of the world would gladly relinquish their national sovereignty and all their individual rights in order to receive protection from the new UN, New World Order global government, against these outside Space Brother invaders.
Well, I don't really think that the Space Brothers are going to come, but I do believe we are going to have an economic crisis, and I think that this is certainly lining up very, very well. Anybody with a half an ounce of a knowledge and following the news has to realize that the economy of Europe is beginning to crumble. Basically, a number of nations over there cannot meet their debt obligations, and the solution when you're in debt, well, you simply borrow money so that you can get out of debt. Well, you can't get out of debt by borrowing money. You can't spend yourself into prosperity, and yet that's exactly what they're trying to do both over in Europe, and we're doing the same thing here. America's borrowing massive amounts of money, and of course now we're going to start creating money out of nothing to buy up our own debt. Doesn't that seem logical? I mean, we're having to borrow about $5 billion a day, and now Mr. Bernanke is going to create money out of nothing and buy up the debt that we have. Those are the treasury bills he's talking. That's what quantitative easing is about. You buy up your own debt, and that's how you get out of debt. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something seriously wrong, and I believe Terry's absolutely right. That what we are seeing is they're creating a crisis. And out of this crisis, and believe me, it's going to get a lot worse, and I believe there's going to be lawlessness and instability out of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
In my concluding chapter of the Mark of the New World Order book, which is still available used. It's out of print again in the third edition, but you can still get it used at Amazon.com or elsewhere. So I said this on page 262. It is an undeniable fact that we are presently being prepared in consciousness for a new world satanic order orchestrated via communism, slavery, poverty, and economic destruction. They are, in fact, the leaders of the New World Order are, in fact, laying the final groundwork now with the phony so-called war on terror, war on drugs, which they've created, and the carefully engineered and executed global economic crash and economic bailouts. All such strategically planned events are together a general war on God's people globally, and this war is Satan's final revolution against God and against anyone who's been purchased via Christ's sacrifice of blood at the cross. Now, folks, I hear so many fine conservative economic experts talk more about the stand here principally. Let's go right to the top, the macro view, not the micro and not anywhere in between. Let's go right to the top. And Revelation 13, 16, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, and Revelation 20 essentially tells us, if you read between the lines, that Satan's people, including the Antichrist, who will control it all, will control all the money. And no one will buy or sell without his mark. But it goes further than that. Revelation 20 tells us exactly the priorities. Revelation 20 says, and I'll just synopsize quickly, it says you'll be required to worship this devil man, this beast man, whose number is 666. You see, the devil wants your worship. Foremost, above everything, he wants your worship. So he says, if you worship me, I'll give you my mark, my economic mark, in the right hand or forehead so you can buy or sell. If you don't worship me, you'll not be able to buy or sell anything in the world. And furthermore, I'll cut off your head. And that's where it's coming to, folks. So you got to realize your mission today is to understand that you need the salvation of Jesus Christ more than economics, your 401k, and everything else that is about to be engineered into the trash can. But now let's talk about who's engineering it into the trash can. Because then we can put some names on this thing, and who are spirits, satanic spirits, but they have human names because they're human agents. Just like Stan and I are human agents of God and Christ, we have satanic agents. And again, Scripture says the Antichrist will control all the money on earth. No one, the free, the bond, the slave, no one, you know, rich or poor, will buy or sell without the Antichrist's mark in their right hand or forehead. Now, folks, if you want to argue, if you want to argue with God and His Scripture, He'll win every time. And I can't tell you, I've even had pastors argue with me, and I said, but pastor, why are you arguing with me? That's what the Scripture says. Well, they'll say, well, I don't take it literally, and I said, there's your problem. There's your problem. You're going to be confused forever if you don't believe the Lord's Word. So we have religious phonies out there, Stan. We have people who are, God calls them in the book of Revelation, the harlot church, the end times phony church. That often cases they sell their ministry, whatever that's worth, for money. And, you know, that's basically the description of a harlot system. So now let's get to that harlot system economically, because we can all relate to our money. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to talk about politics and religion, but, you know, let's talk about money. We're going to talk about money for the rest of the program.
All right, fine. Well, of course, basically, behind everything going on today, as you heard me say ad nauseum before, but you will continue hearing me say, behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And we can talk about money. We can talk about what you should do to try to protect yourself. And certainly you should make all of the preparations we'll be talking about later in the program. But in the final analysis, what's the only thing that is going to may very well maintain any of us will be, of course, our personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, our guest this evening is Terry L. Cook, and Terry, you go right ahead.
Okay, first of all, let's make a clear statement, because often whenever you mention a Jewish name, the first thing that someone might respond to is this. Well, you must be anti-Semitic to mention a Jewish name. Well, listen, we're not anti-Semitic. Jewish people are fine people. There are bad ones. There are bad black people. There are bad white people. And so today, we're not talking about racial issues at all. That's a diversion. But we are talking about the people who control the money, irrespective of their racial affiliation and their name. We have to identify who controls all the money in the world. Now, their name could just as easily be Jones or whatever, Rodriguez or whatever, but several of these names just happen to be Jewish. Now, that doesn't mean that Stan and I or anybody else are anti-Semitic to any degree whatsoever. I love the Jewish people, and my Lord and Savior was Jewish. And let's make that very clear, that we're not being anti-Semitic to any degree whatsoever, because we aren't. But let's identify who really is running the world. So, again, Jesus said, and the book of Revelation, by the way, was delivered right from the throne of God, you know. And so Jesus himself delivered it to John at Patmos, and we have to take it as he said. So let's go back to Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, where Scripture implies that Satan's system will control all the money, and the Antichrist will be at the top of
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Yeah. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Terry is saying that, certainly according to the Revelation, that Jesus had said, or John had recorded, that Satan would control the money of the world. Now, before we get into that, Terry, do you have a website or any information about your ministry you'd like to get out at this point?
Thank you. I don't have a website. Many encouraged me to do so. I had one previously, and it was just too time-consuming to maintain it. And again, my purpose is not to generate money. However, if you want a good education, I sell all my books exclusively now through www.amazon.com. I've self-published most of them. They're very easy to read and very well illustrated, and I think you'll get an education. One of my books is called Economic Collapse and the New World Order, which we're going to kind of focus on tonight. You can go right to www.amazon.com, go to the books section, and search my name, Terry L. Cook, and about two pages of books will come up covering just about any subject of these issues you'd want to imagine. And I beg you to prove me wrong. I do my homework. I'm a retired L.A. sheriff sergeant. I have a degree in criminal justice, and I do my homework. And the books are pretty much written like police reports, only not quite so boring. But we'd appreciate it if you just go, or you can just go to Google or any other browser and put in Terry L. Cook's books, and they're available, and you can just order them, and they'll be shipped out from Amazon.com. Thank you, Stan. Now, let's get into some things you haven't heard before, because Stan and other ministries have done such a fabulous job on illuminating, as it were, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and all of these organizations that have become pretty common knowledge. But now, let's spend a few minutes on the Federal Reserve, which Stan has also done a great job of identifying over the years. But let's quickly, then, it's just a name for a corporation, the stock of which is owned essentially by Rothschild, Rockefeller, Warburgs, and many others, but essentially controlled, you know, by Rothschild at the top. And so if you do some homework, you'll learn that there are about 165 central banks in the world, of which the Federal Reserve is our central bank. Now, it's pretty mind-boggling to understand this, that 165 central banks throughout the world, including all communist nations, Central Bank of China, Central Bank of Russia, Central Bank of America, the Central Bank of Venezuela, Central Bank of Dubai, the Central Bank of anywhere, you name it, is controlled and directed either directly or indirectly by Rothschild and his corporation.
Now, how can you actually prove that?
Okay.
How can you actually prove that? Certainly, I think they're already subservient and tied into the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. I believe we are the dominant force. Certainly, Rothschild is a major force, but so are the Rockefellers, and so are certain people even behind that and above that.
Good question, Stan. And thank you for asking. We're going to get into that tonight. America's bank appears to be the central force, but it's actually orchestrated out of the Rothschild headquarters in Europe.
But how can you prove that?
Okay, we're going to get into that. How long is our program tonight? Another half hour?
About 20 minutes.
Okay, well, we're going to get into as much as we can possibly cover, but of course, I have hundreds and hundreds of pages of information, but we're going to cover as much as we can fairly quickly so that you can do your own research. And by the way, Rothschild has a very nice website in New York, and I'd like to direct people to start doing their own research. They can just go to www.rothschild.com and look at all the interconnections. www.rothschild is R-O-T-H-S-child, rothschild.com. Investment Banking League. That's the Rothschild League of New York. And look at the spider web of links at the Rothschild Links website. www.rothschild.com, Investment Banking Leagues. Okay? So you can start there. It is a mind-opening experience, boggling experience. So, yes, the Federal Reserve is the chief player right now internationally, but it's being orchestrated out of Rothschild's original headquarters, Frankfurt, Germany, and, of course, London, the financial capital of the world. So let's talk about as much as we can tonight, and I got about 20 pages of essential information. We'll get through it as quickly as we can, and you can do your own research. So get that pencil and paper handy, because this is going to boggle your mind. It did when I first discovered it as well. So let's talk about who really controls most of the major corporations and the banks in our country in Canada. Let's start there.
Okay, who controls Citigroup?
Oh, okay, good. Glad you asked. Let me name the several top banks.
Citigroup, there's six top banks, and Citigroup is one of the six. There's the certain Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and certainly one other. But those are the six major banks today.
Right. So we're going to talk. Let's talk about the big bank of America, and then I'll talk about Citi. I'll answer your question, okay? But folks, just write this down. This is interesting. And by the way, I'm writing a book on Rothschild, and I'm not sure I'll ever get it done. But it just gets bigger and bigger. It never ends. The more I investigate something, I find something else, and I want to disclose that. So I really need to break down the 600-page book into about three books. But anyway, I'm going to share on the air as much as we can today. Good question, Stan. Second bank I'm going to mention is Citi, okay? First bank is Bank of America, the number one shareholder of Bank of America. And you won't have heard this before, I'm certain, is Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. I'll say that again. Barclays Global Investors, number one bank in America is Bank of America, Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited, and State Street Corporation in London, both of which Rothschild controls, owns. Now, Stan, you asked about Citi. Citigroup, the number one shareholder of Citigroup is Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. Same company, Rothschild. The number three shareholder of Citigroup is State Street Corporation. Again, State Street Corporation, Rothschild.
Now, where can people verify this?
Yeah, you know, just Google it on the Internet. Everything's on the Internet today. But you can go to Rothschild's website. I just showed you, I just told you about that, and that's www.rothschild.com. And just it's a spider web. It's a never-ending, interconnected global link. So you can Google it. Just Google it. Now, the next bank, J.P. Morgan. Well, J.P. Morgan's always been affiliated with Rothschild from the very beginning, and he's a shareholder. Mr. J.B. Morgan, the original guy, was a shareholder in the 1913 creation of the Federal Reserve in America, along with many others, Warburgs and so forth. But J.P. Morgan's financial institution is number one shareholder in J.P. Morgan is Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. The number three shareholder in J.P. Morgan's financial institution is State Street Corporation. Again, both of those are Rothschild. Wells Fargo Bank, the number one shareholder is Berkshire Hathaway. Now, you may recall, Stan, that that is a company owned by whom?
Warren Buffett, of course.
Mr. Buffett. He's a committee of 300 members. Mr. Buffett, the reason he makes so many good investments, along with George Soros, is they're both members of the Committee of 300. Those are the 300 Luciferians who actually control and plan the New World Order.
Well, now, where can we get a membership list of the Committee of 300?
A fellow by the name of Dr. John Coleman has published a book and updated it recently, and he's a fine researcher and a former MI5 or MI6 intelligence officer. He became a U.S. citizen in 1969, came to America, and began disclosing all this. And his book is called The Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. It's available on the Internet. So, Wells Fargo again. Buffett is the number one shareholder in Wells Fargo. Berkshire Hathaway, his company is. Okay, the number two shareholder in Wells Fargo, Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. The number three shareholder in Wells Fargo. So we have Buffett at the top of Wells Fargo. Then we have Barclays Global, which is Rothschild. And then number three is State Street Corporation, Rothschild again. How about Wachovia Bank? Wachovia Bank. Number one shareholder is Dodge and Company. The number two is FMR. The number three, hold on now, folks. Number three shareholder of Wachovia Bank, Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. Number four stockholder, State Street Corporation, both of which Rothschild. How about the Royal Bank of Canada? The number six shareholder of the Royal Bank of Canada is, guess whom? Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. How about the the Bank of New York and Mellon Bank? Number one shareholder of Bank of New York Mellon is Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. The number three shareholder of that institution, the Bank of New York Mellon, is State Street Corporation, Rothschild. Bank of Nova Scotia, Canada, number six shareholder, Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited, Rothschild. Toronto Dominion Bank, the number ninth shareholder of Toronto Dominion Bank is Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited, Rothschild. SunTrust Banks, the number one shareholder of all SunTrust banks, Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited. The number fifth shareholder of all SunTrust banks is State Street Corporation. Barclays and State Street Corporation, Rothschild. Now, it's interesting to note, and it's very mind-boggling, that Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited is a major shareholder in all of these 10 banks. It is the number one shareholder in Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Bank of New York, Mellon, and SunTrust Bank. It is the number two shareholder in Wells Fargo Bank. It's the number three shareholder in Wachovia. It is the number six shareholder in Royal Bank of Canada and the Bank of Nova Scotia. It is the number ninth largest shareholder in the Toronto Dominion Bank. Now, the other Rothschild corporation named State Street Corporation. Well, it's interesting. It's equally interesting to note that State Street Corporation is one of the top five largest shareholders of those seven big banks. It's the second largest shareholder of Bank of America. It's the third largest shareholder of Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Bank of New York Mellon. It's the fourth largest shareholder in Wachovia Bank. It's the fifth largest shareholder in All SunTrust trust banks. So here we have it. Two corporations owned and controlled by Rothschild control 10 of the largest banks in the world. The two principal corporations are Barclays and State Street. Now, if you think that's mind-boggling, let's get on to a few other connections. The top investment banks that we're hearing so much about that need to be bailed out today, Stan, listen to this. Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited and State Street Corporation are major shareholders in all of those, such as Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Lehman Brothers, Charles Schwab, Bear Stearns. So once again, if we add all the indirect interests that those two corporations, again, Barclays Holding and State Street, hold and control, it's absolutely mind-boggling and awesome. Now wait, let's get into the mortgage corporations that are all crashing. So Barclays Global Investors Holdings Limited is a major shareholder in these corporations as follows: Countrywide Financial, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Sally Mae. But wait, that's good enough. But wait, let's go on to the Dow Jones. Barclays Global Investors Holdings and State Street Corporation, again, Rothschild-controlled entities, control these major corporations on the Dow. Alcoa, American International Group, AIG. Stan, didn't that fail and need a big bailout? AIG was too big to fail, but we bailed it out, and, you know. So Barclays and State Street own AIG, American Express, AT&T, Boeing, Caterpillar, Citigroup, Coca-Cola, DuPont, ExxonMobil, General Electric. Wait, Walmart.
Do you actually have this, any of the references, any place where people can actually follow them?
No, because I haven't put it into a book yet. I've just done all this research. So that's why I'm encouraging people on the air. You see, I'm not interested in getting all this information out in a new secret book that I could publish and claim royalties to. We don't have that much time anymore, Stan. I just encourage people. I give them the website of Rothschild. I encourage them to check me out. Write all this stuff down. Check me out. Because I just don't have the time to get it out as quickly in published form as I would like. But let me finish these company names, Stan, if we have time before the break. AT&T, Boeing, Caterpillar, Citigroup, Coca-Cola, DuPont, ExxonMobil, General Electric Corporation, General Motors, it's now Government Motors, but General Motors is essentially controlled, of course the government owns a great deal of that now, but our government's controlled essentially by Barclays and State Street. Hewlett-Packard, Home Depot, Honeywell, Intel, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, which is Rockefeller, McDonald's Corporation, Merck, Microsoft with Bill Gates, 3M Corporation, drug companies, Procter & Gamble, Verizon Communications, Walmart, Walt Disney. Are you ready? We can go on. We'll come back at the break.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest this evening, Terry Cook, who has certainly done a great deal of research on this, and I think it's certainly worthwhile tracking this information down. Certainly we've known, of course, that there's a central control. We'll be back in just a moment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Taken over to meet Lord Rothschild, because remember, California at that time was the sixth largest economy in the world, and they wouldn't want just anybody controlling it. And who do you think took him over there? A man named Warren Buffett. And if you haven't seen the pictures of Arnold and Warren and Lord Rothschild smiling and laughing and thinking how stupid we are, why they are available and we've seen them. Anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are out there in the listening audience, you'd like to help us get the information out, why, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We do have almost 60 outlets a week, and it's an expensive proposition. So if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if not, please pray for Radio Liberty. I do want to mention, of course, that we do have Constance Cumby's book. We just found it. We had copies of it, and it is entitled The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And we actually, if you have not read it, you must. We have new copies. We have seven new copies. When those are gone, you'll have to get a second-hand copy. So if you want to get it, an excellent source of information about the spiritual forces behind the economic and political forces at work today. We also have our 4-CD set, The Emergence Interview. Talk given by Constance, and then we have a 4-CD set. Now, the DVD is The Emergence, and the 4-CD set is The Aquarian Conspiracy, once again, interviews with Constance Cumby. We recommend her material because it will give you insight into the forces behind the scenes. Then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the book, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get the new DVD, The Watchers. You'll want to get the DVD on The Secret of Oz, because you need to understand how the monetary system really works and the fraudulent nature of it. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And when you do, of course, you get our four best tapes of the month, the CDs of the month. You get a monthly newsletter, and you'll certainly want to be reading my newsletters on the cause of World War I. There are about four or five in the series. But basically, here's World War I. If you study it, it really doesn't make any sense. And over 70 million people killed or injured, 21 million people killed, 50 million people injured. Why did World War I came about? Why? Because there were a number of people deeply involved in the occult who manipulated everything. One of them was Colonel Edward Mandel House. The others were the members, of course, of the Milner Group, which, of course, played an important part in World War I. They were, of course, the offshoots of the, or fronts for the Cecil Rhodes Secret Society. Certainly the Masons played an important part in this. And their whole idea was to destroy Europe, to destroy the monarchies, and that's what they did. The First World War destroyed the Russian Empire, the German Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Turkish Empire. Wars are used to remake the world, and of course the whole idea was world government. When we didn't get the League of Nations, then of course we had to have the Second World War. We had to build up Adolf Hitler in Germany so we'd have an enemy to fight. We're now carrying John Loftus's excellent book, America's Nazi Secret, which goes into how the American corporations and the American banks and the American financiers built up Adolf Hitler and supported him not only before the war, but after all during the war. John Loftus, who writes the book, had the top secret clearance, three stages above top secret. He went through the archives there in Virginia. And his story is fascinating, the America's Nazi Secret. It was actively suppressed for 30 years, only recently as the statute of limitation came out. And you'll find out about how they brought over 10,000 Nazis to America, and I don't know how many thousands, 10,000 at least, helped them to escape to South America. Why would they do that? Well, of course, I believe that they're all interconnected by the common dedication to the same God, the dedication to the occult. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 9 December 2010. We made it. But it looks like MasterCard may be hurting today. That's right. MasterCard and Visa. Looks like Operation Payback, well, it's in full swing. I don't know where this is going, but there are a lot of people thinking that this may lead to a cyber war. Could it be? Could it be a real payback? I don't know.
Just about everybody.
How much of this is Memorex? How much of this is real? How much of this is a staged creation? We don't know. Why? Because so much has been a staged creation in the past. If they were just addressing 9/11, if Julian Assange would say, yeah, and then we're going to drop some 9/11 documents on you, then I'd probably be on his side. I don't know, because I found a statement that he made where he says 9/11 is a conspiracy theory. So that should tell us something right there. So WikiLeaks is really the major issue in the news today. I have to tell you, unfortunately, that Wesley Snipes is going to be going to prison tomorrow. Or today. Today, I believe it is. He has to make his appearance, and he has to turn himself in. You know, he was facing an IRS issue and was on Larry King. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that and what Jay Leno's response was. I thought that was kind of compelling also. Jim Rogers, who has labeled Washington, D.C. and Ben Bernanke the biggest threats to the global economy, is speaking out. And he is saying that every single thing that Ben Bernanke has done is wrong. Now, wait a minute. We all know that he is there by design and by agenda. So probably everything that Ben Bernanke has done has been right by the powers that be, but wrong for America for sure. The food bill, S-510, it ran into some problems, and now it looks as though it's going to be passed, but it's going to be a little different than we had expected.